Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 396. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from BB Cutie. That track is called Inmate, and that is the A-side of a two-song 7-inch that came out back in July of 2016 on No Front Teeth Records. That is the project of Gabby Bam Bam from the Bam Bams. I think they were Chicago-based, and I'm not sure exactly where she's at now, but we know that last year, a 7-inch was recorded, and it's wonderful, and it's glam. And basically, I stumbled into that band because I was looking for another band called BB Cutie, but I like this one better. All right, lots of music for you this week. I'm going to start off with something silly here for you. This is me first in the Gimme Gimmes with I Believe I Can Fly.
I can fly, I believe I can touch the sky.
that wasn't a long-lost Undertones recording, and that wasn't a side project from Fergal Sharkey. That is Pale Kids from Durham in the UK. That song is called Prayer List, and it's on the Holy Mess 7-inch. Came out April 7th on Drunken Sailor Records. I really like that 7-inch. Before that, we heard from Me First and the Gimme Gimmes with I Believe That I Can Fly. And that is, of course, the R. Kelly song. That is on the band's new greatest hits called Rake It In. It just came out last week, April 7th, on Fat Records. I got the first 7-inches they put out way back when, and maybe even the first album, and then I kind of didn't pay attention because the joke gets old real quick. So I thought picking up the greatest hits would be a great way to see what they've been up to. And it turns out they've been tackling different genres, and that was part of their R&B tackle. And I like the ukulele at the beginning. Let's just leave it at that. Anyway, more music. Here I've got a track from Lucky Malice. It's called Keeping a Secret.
Only these are haters' minds.
ripping through them here. That was Vanity from Brooklyn, New York with the song Off You Go. That is on the band's album Vain in Life, which came out December of 2014 on Katorga Works Records. That band we heard from a couple weeks ago with their new album, which is a little more progressive, a little more Britpop in there. This one is not quite straight up oi. Definitely a lot of rock and roll in there. And the more you listen to it, you're going to hear a lot of nuances in there that you're just not going to hear in oi, but probably not the same hooks either. So that album's a fair album, but maybe I like the new one a little bit more. Before that, we heard from Lucky Malice, a band from Østfold in Norway. That song is called Keeping a Secret, and it's on the band's album Misfit, which came out April 5th of 2017 on a label that I'll try it. Tøynhullet Kraftpest. Yeah, that's my Norwegian. Hope you enjoyed that. Mock me now. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, we're going to tone things down a little bit here. This is a track from the New Pornographers. It's called High Ticket Attractions.
Thank you.
just as that song started, the showers started to happen here outside of the Too Much Rock Studios, aka the dog room in my house. That was Tall Friend with the song Termites. That's on the EP Tall Friend, spelled T-A-W-L, not like the band, which is spelled normally, all those wacky kids. It originally came out in 2016. I think a self-released, though, Exploding in Sound picked it up earlier this year and re-released it in preparation for a full length that will be coming out in August of this year. That is the project of Charlie Pfaff. I think she wrote that album when she was like 17 or something. It's been a few years since then. And I believe she's based out of Philadelphia now, though the band is a three-piece, and I think they're all in different cities. But they'll work it out, and we'll get a new album in August, and I'm sure I will play that on the podcast. Before that, we heard from the New Pornographers. That song is called High Ticket Attractions, and it's on the brand new album Whiteout Conditions, which came out April 7th on the band's own Collected Works label, of course based out of Vancouver, BC. That song written by AC Newman, and all songs on this album actually are AC Newman tracks. Dan has left the band, and it's a little different band because of that. I don't hear the giant hooks on this one, but there are just so many solid songs, and that song there is pretty darn hooky, so I think you're going to be happy with that one if you're a fan of New Pornographers. Anyway, I'm about out of time, so let me get the business out of the way. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 396. I'm your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Twitter or Facebook, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, I've not been a good job of keeping that up, but on the 15th, I see that Chocodemus and Pliers are playing at Prohibition Hall. The 21st of Montreal is at the Record Bar. The 28th, Dressy Bessie is at the Replay, or Salty is playing at Mills, or Via Luna has a release CD release party at Californo's that day. So 28th, busy day. The 29th, Salty is playing at Blind Tiger. Looking into May, Pop Empire playing at Blind Tiger on the 7th. On the 9th, Obsessives is at the Jackpot, and I think that's with Sorority Noise. Looking forward to that one very much. And the 28th, Richard Buckner has a house show in Kansas City. And if you need more information about that, let me know, or you can just visit the Overcoat website and find out where that's going to be and how you can get involved. Looking at the website, not a whole lot new. I think there are probably photos up of the Witch Jail and Salty show, which happened last night at Prohibition Hall. At least some video. We'll have the photos up shortly, I guess. And that's about it. So not a lot of rock happening, but I did want to take this break and record this podcast for you. I've got one track left for you. This is the new Craig Finn. The song is called God in Chicago, and it's on the album We All Want the Same Things. It came out March 24th of this year on Partisan Records. It's a Craig Finn album. It is not a Hold Steady album, but for fans of the Hold Steady, the band are playing three shows in Chicago in June, maybe, like the 13th, 14th, 15th. Two of them already sold out, and I bet the third is by the time you hear this. And they're like $40 tickets, so make sure you're a big fan if you're into that. If not, just sit back here, enjoy this Craig Finn song. He's going to give you the familiar tales. There's drugs and loneliness, and people grasping for other people to avoid both of those things, or to enjoy both of those things, because that's how it works in Craig Finn's world. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. This is Craig Finn with God in Chicago.
Her mom found her brother, then she found the container wrapped up in a newspaper, stuffed in a duffel bag with hockey pads and $7,000 in rubber bands. We didn't speak at the service, but then later a message from a number that wasn't familiar said, "Hey, it's Charlie's sister. Would you do me a favor? There's unfinished business. It's roughly the size of a baseball. I said I wasn't totally sure, but yeah, I could probably call someone. I knew this kid from my dorm when I went to school in Wisconsin. My two semesters were a total disaster, and he was part of the problem. Hadn't talked in forever. But Wayne from Winnetka picked up on the first ring. I explained the situation. He said he'd be interested, but we'd have to come to him. We said lunchtime on Wednesday, a Mexican restaurant a mile north of Midway. He worked for his father's shipping company out west of the city. Right now I'm not working. She said we could split it. Just glad to be finished. Not even tempted. But it's so goddamn sad in her house right now. He's still hearing everything. She just needs a break from it. Said she wants to come with. We left really early. Went from St. Paul to Cicero in my Chevrolet that didn't have any radio. Had a boombox in the back seat that was running out of batteries. Played 1999 into Led Zeppelin 3. When the tape deck got all wobbly, she still sang the harmonies. The transaction was easy. My buddy looks similar, just a little bit heavier. And counting all the money in front of him seems silly. This isn't the movies. It was over so quickly. Wayne got in his car, drove into the sunset, turned left onto Cermak. And she turned to me and said, I've never been to Chicago. I got nothing going on tomorrow. Maybe we could stay here tonight. Lose ourselves in the glass and light. Never been to Chicago. I got nothing going on tomorrow. Maybe we could stay here tonight. Lose ourselves in the glass and light. We got a room at the Hyatt. Michigan Avenue, I can still picture you. We each got a toothbrush at Walgreens. We drank in the taverns, we ate somewhere Italian. Then she's on the sidewalk trying to ask for a cigarette from oncoming traffic. I felt God in the buildings, the light from the skyscraper showing up in the river. And 4 years didn't seem like much anymore. We both want the same things. We kiss on the corner, we kiss in the corridors. We fumbled with clothing. We all want the same things. And then it was morning. We drove back all hungover, and all the way to Eau Claire, she played with her hair. Came up on St. Paul and she was sobbing.